Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Heinie Mueller. Batting second. The center fielder, Cliff Hethcott. Batting third. The third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Doc Lavin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vern Clemens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Spex Topperser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is called out on strikes. One out. Cliff Hethcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcott bunts towards first. Grimes fields the ball and throws to Alexander covering. Safe. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Fleck reaches second base with a double. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flack moves to third. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flack scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from Clemens and he is out, Lavin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lavin for the out. Two outs. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is hit by the pitch. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meisel moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Flack hits a pop-up towards short. Lavin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fernier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollocker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heathcott bunts towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 1 in the game. Stock hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires to first and picks off Hornsby. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes bunts towards first. Fernier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Meisel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Meisel moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Deal hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meisel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fournier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 0 for 1 in the game. Fournier strikes out. 1 out. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Perdicka now pitching. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollocker takes first base on ball 4. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from Clemens and he is out, Lavin applying the tag. 1 out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0 for 1 in the game. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Topperser for the out. 1 out. Bill Perdicka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perdicka strikes out. 2 outs. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Deal hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Topperser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-2 in the game. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barber. Fernier reaches second base with a double. Hornsby moves to third. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Fernier scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Twombly pinch hits for Pete Alexander. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Twombly reaches second base with a double. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Twombly moves to third. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Clemens to Topperser covering second. The throw back to home, and Twombly is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Buck Freeman now pitching. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-2 in the game. Topperser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Austin McHenry pinch hits for Bill Perdicka. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Topperser moves to second. One out. Lou McCarty pinch hits for Heine Mueller. Lou McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarty strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Austin McHenry now playing right field. Mike Kircher now pitching. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kircher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barber strikes out. Clemens drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Barber out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 3 in the game. Stock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Stock moves to second. One out. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stock moves to third. Two outs. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.